Over the next few minutes, let's hear about a group of young Afghan women preparing to do something no Afghan woman has ever done before, climb to the top of their mountainous country's highest peak. For months, they've trained intensely in secret to protect the young women and girls from the Taliban and other threats. The American women organizing the expedition say the Afghan team is close to being ready. And as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, the climb could prove a lot easier than getting to the mountain.
As the pilot turns on the engine of the small turboprop, Niloufar Nuristani grips my hand. It's her first time in a plane, and I try to reassure her. Like many Afghan women, the 21-year-old has never spent a single night away from her family, but she is determined to put on a brave face for the sake of her dream to climb the close to 25,000-foot Mount Noshaq. There are too many Taliban hotspots between Kabul and the province where the peak is located to go by road. Even planes aren't always safe. The flight before this one was shot at twice. But this scouting trip can't be delayed if the formal expedition is to go ahead. Nuristani is flying with Marina Legree, who founded an NGO called Ascent that is behind the effort, and mountain guide Danica Gilbert, who is to lead the young Afghans to the top. They say they need to see the terrain firsthand so they can better ensure everyone's safety. Legree says the trip will also give them a chance to see how Nuristani and fellow climber Sohaila Hamidi perform at higher altitudes.
They're about to get a giant reality check when we fly by that mountain.
The young women shout as they spot the snow-covered peak poking through the clouds. Nuristani says, "It's marvelous. Look how clear it is. Imagine if we'd climbed it already." But the group soon discovers how difficult it will be even to get to Mount Noshaq. Besides the dangers presented by Afghanistan's lingering war, there are extremely few flights available to the area, and those are often canceled. There's also a serious lack of mountain equipment and expedition know-how among the local guides and porters, which means a lot more work for Gilbert, who already has her hands full with the climbers.
Well, when I look at it, I'm like, Afghanistan right now is like 30 years behind most of the other places that people are climbing.
Local officials also alternate between welcoming and stalling the female visitors to Mount Noshaq, which is on the border with Pakistan. It takes a full day filling out forms in the Afghan town of Ishkashim for the group to get the required permits to go to base camp. Those are promptly rejected by the elders of nearby Ghazideh, who demand they start the process again with their district government a day's drive away. The head of the 20-mile trail that leads to the mountain is in Ghazideh, and its elders control the porters needed for the women's expedition. A short while later, the team heads out without the elders' blessing, although they do agree to provide a few porters. Gilbert is the fittest and fastest on the challenging trail, although Nuristani is eager to prove herself and keeps up with the guide. A medical condition that's left the Afghan woman with one eye out of alignment happily doesn't affect her balance, Gilbert says. She marvels at Nuristani's transformation from one of the team's most unlikely members, although she is concerned about how much the Afghan struggles with her self-image.
And another thing that really is hard for me, like I heard Niloufar say, she's half boy, half girl. And I tried to communicate to her, and I think she understood. I'm like, you know, I'm strong. I can climb mountains. I'm very capable. I'm smart. And I am a woman.
Gilbert is less impressed with the other climber, Hamidi, who sprained her ankle a week earlier and keeps complaining about it. The 20-year-old is a Taekwondo medalist and taller and stronger than Nuristani, yet hands her backpack to the porters. She occasionally leans on local guide Malang Daria during her ascent. When the group sets up camp for the night, Hamidi climbs up on a rock to watch. She asks Daria, who is a distant relative, should I help? He tells her no. That annoys Gilbert and Legree, who lecture the local guide.
The point is, everyone does a job on expedition. But mainly everybody takes care of their own business and not expect somebody else to do it.
If I have a small group in for me, I make cooking, I make organizing, I talk with the people, I do both jobs.
So then why are you saying to her she shouldn't work?
Yeah.
She is my relative.
Malang.
Oh, you have to make her tough.
I'm joking. Nay, I know, but
It's not okay.
We have to make her tough.
When Hamidi continues to act helpless the next day, Gilbert yells at her to get serious or go back. The admonishment gets the young woman's attention, and despite her sprained ankle, she is the first one down on the return trip. Hamidi redeems herself the following day in a presentation to local schoolgirls about the budding female climbing team. She encourages the students to pursue their dreams, even in male-dominated fields like the law and politics. Legree is amazed at her and Nuristani's poise and confidence, given this is their first time speaking in public. In the meantime, their physical and classroom training continues. Saraya Serhadi Nelson, NPR News in Ishkashim, Afghanistan.